Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Are you ready to celebrate our children again as we continue our discussion of how we can go about the business of helping our children who have ADHD thrive? Now, I do want to say this again. I said it last Saturday. I want to say it again this Saturday. The children I will be featuring or highlighting on today's program from therichest.com and other places are not necessarily children with any kind of disorder, ADHD or otherwise. I just want us to be inspired by these children as they put their tremendous gifts and talents on display, or we hear about what their tremendous gifts and talents are. I want us to be encouraged, empowered, motivated to discover the gifts in our own children and try to lead them in the direction of using those gifts to the best of their abilities so that the world can benefit from their lives as much as possible. That said, I want you to hear about some of these great children. I mean, just amazing. Truly amazing. You're going to hear about business people. You're going to hear about researchers. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'm talking about children. Check this out.
Music from art to science, these amazing kids will no doubt make all of us feel pretty average. Amazing kids with incredible talent. Hey, Yide. When we were little, the closest any of us likely came to piloting an aircraft was playing a video game. At just 5 years of age, Hei Yide of China did away with the simulators and decided to take control of the real thing. In 2013, he took the controls of an aircraft for 35 minutes of flight over China. Sure, there was an instructor in the plane with him, but Hei did all of the flying and engine management himself. When he's not flying, he is reportedly sailing boats and climbing mountains. You know, the usual things that kids do. Taylor Wilson. What were you doing when you were 14? In all likelihood, you were playing video games, watching television, and hanging out with your friends at the mall. Taylor Wilson likely did all of those things too when he wasn't performing nuclear fusion. The Arkansas native took to science like a fish to water, and before he knew it, he had become a full-blown nuclear scientist by his early teens. His expertise in the field had caught a lot of attention, and Taylor is now involved in everything from improving cancer treatment to developing devices to detect hidden nuclear bombs. Wow. Corey Nieves. New Jersey's Corey Nieves is a little different than most kids his age. When he was just 5 years old, Corey decided he was going to start a business selling cookies to help his mom buy a new car. Rather than sell cookies door to door, Corey spearheaded the development of a serious cookie selling business, which today sees him as CEO of the Mr. Corey's Cookie Company. Now 10 years old, Corey's business has really taken off and continues to expand with each passing year. Not bad for someone who's not even old enough to legally be in the commercial kitchen, which produces his very own cookies. Autumn DeForest. For most of us, our artistic ability goes no further than being able to draw a stick man or some geometric shapes. Then there is Autumn DeForest. This 14-year-old began painting around the age of 5, and it was clear that she had talent. Before she even became a teenager, Autumn was selling paintings, with one even fetching $25,000. She is so good that her work appears in galleries, and Disney even commissioned her to paint a series of works for them. Priyanshi Somani. When you're known as a mental calculator, you're probably good at math. Priyanshi Somani is definitely good with numbers. From 2006 to 2008, she was the national champion of India in mental arithmetic. In 2010, at just 12 years of age, she entered the Mental Calculations World Cup and won. Not only was Priyanshi the youngest entrant ever, but she got a perfect score of 100%. Thanks to her amazing abilities of memory and calculation, she is even cited in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking some amazing, amazing children. And we're going to be hearing some more about them today. We've got to. Mental calculations. 100%. Think about some of those spelling bees that we've watched, and we're talking mental calculations here. Wow. Okay, and how about Mr. Corey? CEO of Mr. Corey's Cookie Company. Man. Amazing, amazing. I love the fact, too, that they're sharing with us people who, children, who are doing phenomenal things, but also they're sharing with us people of both genders, children of various ethnicities. That is awesome. I love that, because that's the real world. In the real world, children and of adults of all ethnicities are accomplishing great things. Not just one, not just two ethnicities, all ethnicities. I take my hat off to them for painting that picture for us. We're going to hear some more about them shortly, some of these amazing kids. We're also going to hear an amazing child musician, another drummer, but not one you've heard before. But when I do play her on these drums, I want you to listen closely. The girl can play. All right. We're talking about ways to go about the business of helping our children who have ADHD thrive. And one of the things that we mentioned is the importance of explaining rather than commanding. We talked about helping them understand the value of wait time, W-A-I-T, wait time, giving them themselves some time to think out loud about what they're getting ready to say or do. We also talked about helping them avoid being overwhelmed. I'm sorry, about the parents avoiding being overwhelmed so that their excessive stress won't transfer to the children, especially children who have ADHD. So those are some of the things we talked about. We also mentioned the importance of avoiding the use of negative language. Now, here's another one. Don't allow ADHD to be in control. Don't allow the disorder, attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder, to be in control. While some allowances can be made, ADHD does not excuse poor behavior. Children and parents need boundaries, and it's essential for children to learn that there are always consequences when they misbehave. So we love our children. We don't want to make excuses for them. So those two extremes are what we want to avoid. We want to avoid both extremes. We don't want to get so put out by what our children are doing that we just stay on them excessively. But we also don't want to be saying, well, you know what, my child has ADHD, and so I'm going to have to give him or her a break. You want to make sure that you are exercising discipline as needed. One of the worst things we need to do, you know, we mentioned before that we do not want our children to feel like they are just bad children. But we also don't want them to conclude that they are children who can get away with murder. So make sure that you're somewhere in that middle, making sure that you're not too hard, but also making sure that you're not letting them get away with stuff that they need to be consequenced for, disciplined for. Don't let ADHD be in control. When consequences are necessary, put into play appropriate consequences. They should be appropriate and consistent. If a child sees a parent doesn't always follow through on consequences, that may actually encourage more unruly behavior. All right, what else do we need to do? And when we're working to help our children who have ADHD thrive, make sure we pick our battles. Living with a child who may demonstrate hyperactive and impulsive behavior can be a constant challenge. If a parent addressed every problem, every day would be stressful and unpleasant for everyone. Pick your battles. You don't have to confront every misbehavior. Learning to let the smaller things go can actually alleviate stress in the long term, both for the parent and for the child. And that in turn can help the parent focus on curbing those more important behaviors that truly need to be dealt with. All right, what else do we need to do? What else can be done to help our children who have ADHD thrive? Know this, it's natural for parents to feel protective. But when a child has ADHD, it can seem like other caregivers don't understand them or just don't care enough. Good communication can help solve that problem. It can help to talk with anyone your child has contact with about ADHD, explaining their preferences, your child's preferences, and describing the most effective interventions for challenging behavior. So, your child goes to a babysitter, daycare center, pre-K, wherever. It's going to be good to communicate with those people, those caretakers, up front. Now, how do we sum that up? This whole notion of talking with the other adults who will be responsible for some of the care of your child who has ADHD. Try not to see the other adults as the enemy. Try not to see them as the enemy. Instead, make that effort to help them understand what's going on with your child and how to best care for your child, whether in the classroom, daycare center, in their homes, you name it. All right. What else can we do to help our children who have ADHD thrive? Well, let's pick up on some more of those tips in just a few. But for now, let's hear what some more outstanding children are accomplishing in the world as we are motivated to really, really see how we can just get to the point where we actually admire our children for the beauty, for the strengths, for the talents that they have, and be empowered and inspired to help those children closest to us discover their talents, their strengths, their beauty, and give them power to release that. Listen to this.
Ryan Wang. Learning to play an instrument can be challenging and take many years to perfect. If you're Canadian Ryan Wang, however, it can come so naturally that you quickly become world famous. How good is he? Ryan is so talented on the piano that he was playing at Carnegie Hall in New York City in March 2013, when he was 5 years old. What's more amazing is that he only started learning to play when he was four. Since then, he's made appearances on numerous shows, including CBC Music and The Ellen Show. Pharrell Wu. Mathematics is one of those subjects many of us just hated to do in school. Not Pharrell Wu. This Filipino student is such a natural at solving equations that he beat out 500,000 other contestants to win a prestigious Australian math competition in 2012. That shouldn't surprise you once you learn that he was solving math problems at 1 and even trading stocks at 3. In 2013, the 13-year-old was already studying university-level math and, according to his professor, performing at an exceptionally high level.
Amazing. Truly, truly amazing. All right. I want you to hear this amazing drummer. Years old. Makes it look easy. I'm going to have to give you some more of that. I don't have any other choice. I have got to let you hear some more of this 12-year-old drummer girl on the drums. Man, quadruple kicks. This girl is bad. All right. In the meantime, what else can we do to go about the business of helping our children who have ADHD thrive? And that's what I really want you to focus on. I don't want you to focus on just helping your child get by. That may be a starting point, no problem. But see if we can continue to develop, progress until we're at the point where our children are thriving, even with ADHD. All right. In just a few minutes, we will be right back, and we're going to be hearing some more from and about these amazing young children.